The concept of an apprentice is familiar to Donald Trump, but the president's former TV show wasn't the focus during his visit to Wisconsin Tuesday. Trump joined Governor Scott Walker at Waukesha County Technical College to tout the importance of technical education and on-the-job training. What, if anything, could the government do to encourage more people to enter the trades? WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello spoke with a few folks who did not consider that path.
I should have known I'd be putting myself in the hot seat in a room full of journalism students. Okay, Katie, you go first.
Are you going to ask us a question?
Sorry.
Oh, that's your question?
I'm supposed to be showing you guys how to do interviews. Katie Kokel, Eden Herbert, and Alex Groth are all interns at WUWM. The question I gathered them to talk about? Why they didn't consider going into a skilled trade. They all currently study some form of communications at a four-year university, and each has her own reason why she chose that path. For Eden, she says the experiences she had in her K-12 classes played a big role in helping her choose a career path.
Maybe if somewhere along the line I had a better teacher that made me feel better about science, things would have gone completely differently. But I had bad science teachers and good English teachers, and that's probably what changed the course for me.
For Katie, it was a lack of exposure to trades in her community.
A four-year university was just kind of the plan. And so of the students that went to college in my high school, if they were going to school, most of them, like myself, were going to a four-year university that was more minded in a program that led to a career in an office rather than outside.
And, she adds, it would take more than a VIP endorsement to convince her otherwise.
I think you just need to have the passion to do it. Having the president speak about how more people go into trades would not convince me to go into a trade.
Could President Trump or Governor Walker do anything to bolster the trades?
It's really ironic that they're coming in push apprenticeship because much of the things they did were really deterrents for apprenticeships.
Dan Bukavich is president of the Milwaukee Building Construction Trades Council. What he points to as deterrents are the most recent federal budget, where he says the president proposed slashing funds for job training as well as apprenticeships. And Bukavich adds, Governor Walker isn't doing much better in Wisconsin by weakening labor unions and eliminating project labor agreements with municipalities. According to Bukavich, too many folks believe they have read the writing on the wall.
There is a demand for people in the trade, without a doubt. It's a great time if you want to explore a career that'll support a family in the trade.
Apprenticeships are important, but you need to fund them.
Michael Rosen, a recently retired economics instructor at MATC, insists that more money would help. In particular, he says, more funding for the state's technical college system, one of the main avenues for developing skilled trades here.
We have 40,000 students that are on waiting lists for scholarships because Governor Walker's not funding those Wisconsin higher education grants. He cut the funding for the technical colleges. These policies all undermine the ability to create skilled trades in the state of Wisconsin.
Facts and figures aside, lawmakers may face a taller task to incentivize young people to enter the trades. Marquette student Alex Groth says sometimes it can be tough to ignore the stigma that's often associated with technical education.
Too many people have this idea that going into a trade is like plan B or like something you should do when you don't have money to go to a four-year university.
Yet, she thinks there's plenty of respect for people who enter the trades. Wisconsin's history is steeped in them. The state was the first in the nation to establish apprenticeship programs back in 1911. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.